Hello?
This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Top Gay Music.
Oh, hey! I'm like,
hey,
I'm like,
Edwin!
I'm saying, hey, how are you?
Can you hear the the audio saying this has been recorded? Can you hear that side of it?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know whether or not y'all can hear it, because I can hear it. So, I go by the name of Mitchie. I haven't met you before, Edwin.
No, I haven't met you either. How did I find you? I think I saw somebody post you on a story. I'm like, oh yeah, let me go ahead and get an interview.
Yes, definitely. Here at Top Gay Music, we love everybody within our LGBT community, and we just want to, give voice to the artists and the genius behind what they produce and things like that. So, where are you from, Edwin?
I'm from Akron, Ohio, but I live in Columbus, Ohio right now. But I was born in Akron, Ohio.
And how old are you?
I'm 19 years old. I just turned 19. What, December 26th? Yes, baby, Capricorn.
Yes. You just turned 19, too.
Yes, I am.
Here at Top Gay Music, we don't want to assume anything, and we don't like to take anybody's identity. So how do you identify, Edwin?
I'm gay.
Okay. Perfect. Just to get that out of the way. When did you know music was an outlet for you to express yourself?
You know, when I was little, I don't know. This was around the time The Weeknd first came out, and he had dropped that song, Wicked Games. When I heard that song, I'm like, oh, my God. That's when I started singing, because I love Rihanna. But that's when I started singing, when I heard The Weeknd. And then I think it was my freshman year. That's when I started making YouTube covers, like singing YouTube covers. But, child, I sounded a mess.
I was gonna say, when did you get serious? Because I know you got two songs out right now. I listened to both of them, and I wanted to know when that started. You was like, get in the studio. Like, when did that?
Yeah. So the first song I wrote that song. Junior year of high school, and when I first wrote it, I'm like, this has to be the first song I put out. Like, no other songs coming out first but this song. And I was always procrastinating because I didn't drop any music. I'm like, you know, I'm not even gonna do music anymore, because I really got discouraged, for real. And I didn't, like, I just feel like it wasn't a lot of support. But, you know, I was talking to God, and I'm like, you know what, this is my passion, for real. And I found this beat. And my friend was like, I was just freestyling my song over the beat. He's like, Fabian, you need to drop that as your first song. Like, that needs to be your first song to drop. I'm like, you know what? I think it's gonna be it. So, and when I first dropped it, I'm like, you know what? This really is my passion. So I really am.
Right.
I really, really do want to get into. I'm going to get my all on.
Okay, so this, I've been dropped in 2020, and the other one dropped in 2020. Did they drop at the same time, or they dropped at two different times of 2020?
I've been dropped, I think, December 14th, I believe. Yes, it had dropped last month. I literally just dropped it last month. And then My Way has dropped. I think, I dropped My Way a week. Y'all dropped them a week apart.
Oh, okay.
Dope. Apart from each other.
So I'm looking at your artist name on Apple Music, and it has a capital ED. Is there a reason behind that?
Yes. So I had named, when I first started making music, I named myself Edwin. Edwin, it was more like of a alter ego. Edwin, it means rich, happy friend. And, you know, Edwin, endure means sacrifice. I wanted, delect means, what the hell, I forgot what the other delect means. But, you know, I just made it an alter ego, And I just meant the E and the D. I really, because Edwin, I just, you know, Edwin means rich, happy friend. So I just wanted to live up to that, make my name that, you know?
Okay, so is that your government name?
No, my real name is Tavion.
Oh, shit.
But no, Edwin is my artist name. Edwin is my artist name. I've been called, child, that might as well be my real name. That's been my name since I started YouTube. So that's how far it goes back? Mm-hmm.
And this is not something that your family used to call you when you were little. This is something that you created?
Yeah, this is something I made. This is something I made when I first started doing YouTube videos. You know, I'm like, let me have a different name.
See, I knew it was the reason behind it, and I'm so glad I remembered to ask that, because I'm like, Edwin, I have to ask him what this ED means, and I didn't even know that you was going to say your whole government name is something completely different than what you just, you know, what you just told me. So what is your opinion on the relationship between the LGBT community and the music industry?
Ooh, child. I feel like we really came a long way, honestly. We really came a long way for where we've been, but I feel like we still got a lot of more work to go to, especially with gay male artists, like male rappers too. Gay male rappers, I feel like it's really a lot. Because, I don't know, I feel like we still get backlash. We still get hated on, for real. Like, people still ain't woke as other people woke. Like, a lot of people, not trying to, like, compare it to, but, like, for instance, like, Black Lives Matter. A lot of people really getting woke right now, like, because they see how the world getting. But ain't nobody really getting woke about the homophobia around it, too. You know, like, I don't know. But I feel like we're going a long way.
Me too. I feel like we are making progression, but we still have basic rights that need to be placed on LGBT artists as well. And that's only
in a lot of them in a box.
Yeah.
We don't need to be in a box.
So what are you currently working on, Edwin?
I got a new single dropping February 1st, actually, is with another artist. His name is Maurice. That's going to be the first single for my project. I plan on dropping my project in March. This is my first ever project that I ever put in. I'm so nervous, child. I can't wait. It's like, I'm just excited.
Everybody is dropping in March. I heard March is going to be a very, very artistic month for people.
Yes.
So that's a good month to drop something. Everybody's saying, yes. I interviewed a couple of people and that they've been saying that they're dropping in March. So maybe I'm going to have to cook up something and drop something in March.
Yes. Hey, period.
Yes. Yes. So that's going to be the first single of the new year off of your new project. Do you have a name for that or any exclusives that you would like to? But by the time this come out, it will already have dropped, so probably.
Okay. Let me not call it an album because I know album. I'm just calling it a project for now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Year of the Men. Year of the Men.
Year of the Men. Okay.
Man,
and what is the definition?
Man.
Oh, Year of Me?
Mm-hmm.
So year
like of year the Men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I named
so
that,
I named the year of the man because I feel like,
you know, I was really discouraged. I really stopped doing music. I didn't do no type of music. So I feel like, you know, I got all that confidence back. I feel like this really my year, you know. I'm really going to get my all this year. It's going to be my year.
Yes, you have to be selfish and you have to focus on what you're focused on. Because that's the only way you're going to get where you want to get.
Exactly.
So definitely focus and dedication and hard work and vigilance and everything is important when you are in the process of, you know, promoting yourself and getting yourself out there.
Definitely.
So if there was one thing that you can say to the top gay music community, what would it be?
One thing I could say to the top gay community?
Yep.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to just say period.
Yes! Period!
Period.
I never heard that. Well, I never, did you literally think I meant one word, or I meant like one phrase or one quote or one thing that stands out to you? But since you said period, we're going to leave it as period. I don't think I've ever, like in all the interviews, ain't nobody say period. And that sums up what it is. You say period because you are very sure of what the fuck you said before you said the period.
Hey.
So y'all got to listen to the whole interview from start to finish, and he said period.
Period.
So he's very sure of what he said throughout this whole interview, and that's what he want to leave with you. Period.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For, you know, this is my first interview, actually.
This is your what?
This is my first interview.
Ooh. Thank you. Yes, thank you for letting it be it. Your, thank you for letting Top Gay Music be your first interview. And definitely we will form
thank
a relationship
you.
And anything
you
that you got, anything that you got going on, definitely link me. And we will, like, you know, converse and things like that, and we can collaborate on some projects and things like that. So where can people find your social medias? Drop your social medias.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at @EdwinMusic. Period. And thank you. I want to thank you so much. I really want to thank you because not a lot of people really try to help and support other gay artists and stuff. So I really appreciate you taking the time out your day and try to support other people.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know the universe is happy that I'm serving my purpose as an artist in this community.
Yes, period.
So you have a great rest of your day. Get
you
that,
as well.
Get that project done so we can get out here, period.
I definitely
word of the day, period.
Period.
All right, Edwin, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.